Well, good morning, Mark, and good morning to all the listeners today. I saw a newspaper cutting recently which was taken from the Tacoma News Tribune, a local Seattle-based newspaper from the US, way back in 1953. And the article asks about the telephone of the future. Let me quote from this 1953 article, and remember that it's nearly 70 years old. Mark R. Sullivan, from San Francisco, president and director of the Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company, said in an address on Thursday night, and remember this is back in 1953, just what form the future telephone will take is, of course, pure speculation. Here is my prophecy. In its final development, the telephone will be carried about by the individual, perhaps as we carry a watch today. It will probably require no dial or equivalent, and I think the users will be able to see each other, if they want, as they talk. Who knows but what it may actually translate from one language to another. Well, I think that 70-year-old guess about the future of the phone is pretty spot on. My mobile phone can indeed be carried around, allows face-to-face video conferencing, and thanks to online software can translate from English into 108 different languages. Well, Mark Sullivan got his prophecy of the telephone, as he called it, absolutely right. But he would be the first to admit that it was an educated guess. The Bible, on the other hand, is full of genuine prophecies, predictions about the future that came true. This is actually, for me, one of the things that convinces me to be a Christian. Let me give you just a few examples of prophecies made hundreds of years before Jesus that came true in him. Number one, he'd be born in Bethlehem. It was predicted hundreds of years before. Number two, he'd be born of a virgin. Number three, he'd travel through Egypt. Number four, he would minister in Galilee. Number five, he would teach in parables. Number six, he would ride humbly into Jerusalem on a donkey. Number seven, he'd be innocent and yet suffer unjustly. Number eight, he would be abandoned and betrayed by friends. Number nine, people would cast lots, that's an ancient version of rolling dice, for his clothing, and give vinegar for his thirst. Number ten, he would rise from the dead. There's plenty more examples of prophecies in the Old Testament that came true in Jesus, if you look online or at our blog at Christchurch Huntingdon. So Mark Sullivan predicted something in 1953 that would change society, the mobile phone. But the Bible promises someone who has changed the world, Jesus Christ. Get in touch if we can help you know more about Jesus and the Bible. Have a great day.